Welcome to Anchored and Alive, seasonal nervous system support for women who are ready to stop forcing growth and start living in rhythm with their own energy. I'm Blaze, and each week we explore emotional steadiness, burnout recovery, boundaries, and self-trust in ways that honor the season that you're actually living in. Here, we choose soothing, sustainable growth without the hustle, hype, or self-abandonment. Let's anchor in and come alive. Hello, friends. We are now truly in summer. 4th of July has come and gone. We're several weeks past the solstice. The summer routines are in full motion. There's camps, activities, gatherings, and there's still plans ahead, but we're no longer at the beginning of it. We're definitely in the living of all of these routines and all of these plans and all of the vacations that we've scheduled. And emotionally, I think it feels pretty full, and it feels kind of familiar at this point, this feeling of thrumming busyness and fullness and having so much to do. And there's also fatigue. I'll just name it for what it is. We're starting to feel tired because we've been kind of going at a pretty decent speed for a while now, and a lot has been going on, and we've been maintaining it. And this is about the point in my summer where I start to anticipate, like, whoa, August is going to be here right around the corner. And then right after that, it's going to be September. And that means back to school, and the whole routine is going to change again. And I don't really love when routines change. I don't really love disrupting schedules, even when it's right for it to do so. Anticipating that it's going to happen sometimes stresses me out a lot. So, like, there's that anxiousness building on top of everything. And now I'm starting to notice what's been working really well and also what isn't working quite as well this summer. And I'm recognizing that all of this isn't going to last forever. It's finite. So there is some relief in that, to recognize that even in these full moments where we recognize that we are right in the peak of all of the summer energy and all of the demands, thank God it's the peak and it's going to start rolling downhill from here a little bit, and it'll get a little bit easier. There is a tendency that we can have right now of wanting to plan and try to figure out what we're going to be doing all October, November, December, like just figuring out what the rest of the year is going to look like. And I kind of want to rein myself back from that this year and learn how to be with what really is, because I think this is actually a better time energetically for refinement rather than planning. So it's not about coming up with new plans or deciding, like, oh, I'm really tired and some of this isn't working and I don't want to do it anymore, so how can I change it all up and come up with a different way of doing things? That actually, I think, would take more energy than I've got and more energy than most of us have at this point in time. So what feels a lot more relieving is to say, well, if I look at the actual day-to-day goings on of my life, what could I refine and keep and let be okay? Because I think that's important. So refining your life at this point is not about, like, deep assessment. I don't want to say, like, we're going to tear ourselves apart and go, like, okay, if I look at my work and I look at my parenting and I look at, like, all of the summer plans, it's not like I have to pass a review. That's not what I want to do. And it's not about trying to add some new goals in, because that's tempting too, is to say, hey, guess what? Things are going pretty well, and I think I'm going to add some more stuff to do. I don't want to do that. I'm kind of holding myself back. So refinement is more about making small adjustments. So it's me recognizing that I thought that we should get up at 7:30 every morning, but what's actually happening is the neighbor's tractor starts earlier than that, so we seem to be getting up closer to 6. We want to be staying up late because it's summer and we can, but what might actually work better is going to bed slightly earlier because we know we're going to be woken up in the morning with the loud noise. Okay, that's a refinement. So it's not me changing everything I'm doing in life. It's just recognizing what's actually happening and adjusting my life around it. It's also about simplifying all of my plans, because I think I had a lot of really fancy, exciting gatherings that I wanted to plan for the summer and that I have planned and invited people to. And it was easy towards the beginning when I still had like all of that momentum of the spring where like I hadn't done much and I was really pent up and I had a lot of energy where I'm like, I'm going to bake a cake and I'm going to do a fruit salad and I'm going to have all these people over and then we're going to have a barbecue and make all the stuff. There were so many layers to every single interaction that felt really great and exciting then. But what it feels like now is like, wow, that feels like an awful lot of effort. And I think I just want us to like order pizza because that's so much easier. And that's about where my energy level is at. So it's me getting real with the actual capacity that I have and the capacity of everyone around me too. And celebrating the relief that we all have when we all commit to something that's just smaller or a little less intense. And I guess maybe that's part of the energy of July, is realizing that it's been pretty intense, but it's tiring now, and we don't want to sustain that level of energy. I always used to think it was because it got so hot in July, like there was something about the actual weight and humidity of the hot air that made me feel really tired then. And maybe that is a part of it, but I think it's also about having sustained so many activities for like the whole previous 6 months, all the way straight in. And there's been like this building and building and building energy. And now there's just more to maintain in this odd way. So like there's more to maintain because everyone's home for the summer. There's more to maintain because the garden is actually in full production. So every day I'm out there weeding and I don't know how many trees needed to sprout in my little garden. Like it is a big garden, but it's not acres long. I don't know how there's like 500 trees to pull out of there, but there are. And I'm out there every day. So it's making space for those kinds of activities. It's adjusting my expectation of myself. Is to say, maybe it's okay if I've spent my morning plucking weeds and still making time to like do my walk and do things that I like, that it's okay that I'm kind of tired and don't want to do a lot of heavy lifting after 12 o'clock. Maybe it's okay that I'm shifting things to be more like the Europeans and like have a little siesta in the afternoon and then go out and do things again in the evening when it's cooler. So it's taking advantage of the reality that I'm actually living in and refining it and tweaking it to be perfect for this moment rather than trying to continually live up to an expectation that I made when I wasn't actually in this moment. How often do we do that? All the time. All the time we make expectations about where we're going to be and what it's going to be like to live that life and how much time we should have and how much energy. And then when we actually get there, we realize like, oh, we forgot to account for some of the things that are actually happening here. And it's harder than I thought. And sometimes actually, I'll give it the other way too. Sometimes it's easier than I thought. And I have more energy and more space than I thought I would have. And it's nice to be able to make adjustments based on that and to go, hey, how human of me to have thought that I'd have all this energy. Nope, that's not how it is. And readjust. And it's also nice to recognize where I do have more energy and I want to put more effort in and that it's fine. I think that because summer has such a social expectation about, I think, proving to each other how cool we are and how fun we are and how much cool things we're doing. I don't know. There's all this comparison. Sometimes there's this anticlimactic feeling right now about like, wait, is this it? Is this what my summer is? And feeling like, well, why am I not on a cruise in the Caribbean? And why am I just, you know, working really long hours and coming home frustrated and getting stuck in lines at Dunkin' Donuts? And we're frustrated and it's not great. It feels unsettling to just be with reality when we feel like it's less than impressive and it's not what we had hoped for ourselves. What I want to point out in that realization is that we have this self-improvement reflex, like it's just built in, even when things are actually okay and they're fine. And the self-improvement reflex says, how can I make this better? Or what should I be doing more of? Or how can I make this more impressive? And it's weird because I think we all have some person from our past or made-up entity in our head that we're trying to impress, that we want to be able to like put up a poster about our life and say like, this was my glorious summer vacation. And maybe we learned it as kids, like really that thinking that we're going to go back in the fall and need to report about what we did. And no one wanted to be the kid that was like, I sat in the grass and got like, I outgrew my clothes and that was what happened. But I think that's the reality. is most of us are just like the kids that like, I outgrew my clothes, I ripped a hole in my pants, and, you know, I had to work a lot and I was tired and I saw a firefly and it was cool. But it's okay. I think I admired my grandparents when I would ask them about what it was like when they were growing up. And they were just honest and they were like, it was kind of boring. Like, I lived on a farm with a bunch of brothers and sisters and, you know, it was hot and we had to take care of the plants and we never went on vacation. Are you out of your mind? Like, the coolest thing was when we're like, there's a puddle and we'd play in the rain and like go in the pond and someone would get bit by a snapping turtle and it was like a huge hoopla doo. Those things made me realize, like, why do I need to outperform that? Because they're happy people. Like, they had a great life. I love hearing about it. Maybe that's a more reasonable expectation for our lives, is to be like, you know, I just kind of existed. Some stuff happened to me, some stuff happened around me, and I found something cool to do, and that was enough. I'm a huge fan of that, and I want to advocate for that for all of us. So I think that we resist being where we are in this moment, in part because we're trained to maximize everything. And also, I think the natural energy earlier in the year was to kind of add more things, figure out what we were going to do, come up with a lot of possibilities. So we kind of get stuck in that mindset. And I think that because consumerist society, I guess the society that we live in, is constantly directing us to want more things and to do more things, subconsciously, we've adopted it to feel like, all right, we're always supposed to be in forward motion. We're always supposed to be aiming towards the next thing, earning money towards the next thing, saving towards it, doing it, and then not being satisfied and wanting more. And I think many of us are carrying like this sadness about it, where we're like, oh God, it's just really exhausting to have to keep that up. And we sense that that's out of sync with reality and we probably shouldn't be doing that, but we haven't really been given a very satisfying alternative. So here's what we can do instead, is to realize that our lives can be okay and complete and whole without adding more. If you didn't go to any more extra activities than you already have in your calendar this week, next month, whatever, you're actually going to be okay. That the experiences that you have with the things that you have around you are good and they're enough. And I hate to keep coming back to like the zoo comparison, but I spend a lot of time there this summer with my daughter. And I think a lot about what it is to be an animal not having a human experience, and what do we perceive as interesting or enough. And I want to acknowledge here, like, I know that zoo animals aren't necessarily living their best lives and they're not having the wild experience and they're not wild creatures in the way that I'm describing wildness, but they do not have a preconceived notion about how their day should be going. And because of that, I think they're relieved of a lot of pressure and they're able to enjoy when someone puts something new and novel in front of them, like, oh, it's a ball, and they're just so excited about it and it's something to do. Part of me thinks, how sad. Part of me also thinks, man, I could use some of that in my life, that if just something cool happened to be in my yard, like, ooh, a frisbee showed up one day, why couldn't I be that excited about it? So our ability to be with life as it's happening and present enough to enjoy it, I think the more space we give ourselves, the more likely that is to happen. And I also think at this point, if you're feeling this compulsion to add more things, I would say, okay, before you do so, take a look at your life and what's actually working. What's already going well? And what rhythms have really been supporting you through this season and through this time with whatever obligations and things that you have going on? Because those things are good and nourishing for you. And when you think about adding more stuff in, does that routine still hold? Are you still nourished? At what point do you feel like you might be adding in stuff that might deplete you? And I think it's important to talk about that in the summer before you're depleted. Right now, we still have all of this energy. Like, we have the sunlight pouring in. We have everything. Like, the full thrum of life is around us. And yet, we're heading towards the autumn. I hate saying like, but before we know it, it's going to be dark again pretty early. And it's not true yet. It's like true a couple months from now, but it's coming. And internally, we all know this. We're going to want to hold on to some of our energy to sustain us through what is often just a long and difficult slog through the rest of the year. So how nourishing could we make our routines right now? And what do we want to hold on to and enjoy? I think there's a nice balance to be struck there between going out and doing really fun things and collecting experiences, but also just enjoying the experiences that you already have. I think that we are able to build more resilience later on if we leave a little bit space now by saying, you know what, I'm going to leave a little earlier from something that might tire me out. Or I might space out events a little bit more so that I don't feel like I'm already tired before this one starts. It might be about simplifying your routines or your expectations for gatherings. Like I was just describing as like, you know what? I don't want to go all out making crazy food dishes anymore. That was really fun and nourishing for the last few months, but it's starting to feel like an obligation and like it's not providing as much energy as it is taking. So I want to kind of find some equilibrium right now. And I think that it's also for me about just choosing maybe fewer social plans, but really enjoying them more and being really present for them and looking forward to them and adjusting my expectations about how full and busy my life needs to be in order to feel like it mattered. And I think maybe that's ultimately where this fear of missing out comes from, is feeling like we want our lives to matter, and maybe we matter more if we're louder, or we take up more space, or we're seen more times. And I would argue your life matters so much regardless. And for me, I think it's about like, how can you really be present and enjoy your life and feel like you belong in it and that the people around you feel like you really belong with them and that you're having a great time. That feels quite nourishing. So refinement requires not chasing constant improvement and not needing everything to be the best possible way it can be. And it needs you to allow some things to just be good enough. And I think there's definitely peace in letting something work out without needing to upgrade it all the time. So you don't have to rush to use the rest of this month or this season. I think we can just stay inside of it while it's here and enjoy it for what it is. And for me, that means I'm getting ready to go back out and weed again and get more trees out of my garden. Where did they even come from? You'd think that mulching would help, but it doesn't. They're still finding their way in. It's amazing. But also I'm celebrating how good it feels to work with my hands and to be out there in the dirt and to smell the flowers. Everything is blooming. It's just really lovely. So I think presence is so much a part of it and being in rhythm with the season. Next week, I want to come back and talk about the impulse we have to keep adding more, because I still have more to say about it. But we'll get there next week. Right now, I think we just need to slow down and be here for it. Have an awesome afternoon, evening, morning, or wherever you are, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you for joining me this week. This podcast is one part of a larger seasonal ecosystem of support. Through the course and seasonal workshops, we move beyond ideas into sustained practical growth and rest cycles at a pace that your nervous system can truly integrate and trust. You can learn more at anchoredandalive.com whenever it feels right. Until next time, stay steady, and we'll meet here again next week.